So, as some of you may have noticed, I've fallen foul of YouTube's community guidelines regarding my latest film called On Toxic Women and Stupid Men. The video takes a very frank look at poor behaviour from both men and women, and so there's something in that film for everyone. I'm not sure who took offence or who flagged it or for what reason. I've never set out to attack individuals in what I do here, and to me, this takedown is mystifying. I've been here for 3 years and uploaded some strident material, but none of it is in a pursuit of harassment or bullying or whatever it is that's the problem with this video. It's all about the major issues as far as I'm concerned. The only time I'll pay any attention to individual events is when it has broader implications. So to deal with this in the short term, I'll be putting the film on the Ed2K file sharing network, otherwise known as eDonkey, in the next few hours. I'll also seed it on other file sharing networks, probably BitTorrent, although I haven't used it before. I'll put all info about other means of accessing the film on my website in due course. Additionally, I'll post the film on another video website, possibly, or simply on my own site, but bandwidth might become an issue fairly rapidly, so I need to think about these things. I'll take any advice from people with something useful to say about this, because I'd be concerned about re-editing the film and uploading it again if I haven't fully understood the nature of the problem. If it's simply a matter of having named the individual woman who made a complaint at the Python conference, then it's an easy fix. But if it's multiple issues, it might end up being strike two, which I'd rather avoid. That said, I should probably make it clear that I've regarded YouTube since very early on in posting here as an unsafe space for politically incorrect material. I've always appreciated the fragility of the platform as regards the extremely rough business of supporting the men's movement. And it's the reason I've always maintained my own website and copies of all films uploaded. YouTube is temporary at best for this sort of work. I won't be requesting anybody mirror the film because it's clearly a risk. I've received welcome messages of support from people I respect greatly, and I'm very grateful to those people. So enough said, and we'll see what happens next. For those who are interested, please pay close attention to my website and also to my recommended channels on my YouTube page. One of them might or might not be a backup channel.